Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson here along the sidelines of Lincoln Financial Field with a special family who came all the way from Alaska for this game today. And I'm going to start here with Dr. Pam Conrad. And Pam, what is your connection here to the Eagles? How did you make your way down here for this game today?
Well, I grew up in this area. I was born in Schwanksville, Pennsylvania. And even though we've moved up to Alaska, our hearts are still here. So we end up back here at least once a year, if not more.
Now, you met a special someone from our Eagles iMobile, Dr. Carter Leota. How did that relationship take place, and how have you kept that relationship through the years?
We host between 20 and 25 interns every year at our facility, and Carter was one of our summer interns about 10 years ago, and he was a pretty unique intern. He's got a great personality, so we've kind of kept a friendship over the years, and we got together in April, and he said, why don't you come on down to the game? So
all the way to see Chip Kelly's first preseason game. Now, Pam, I have to ask your husband, Dave, here. Dave, you're from Maryland by way of Newark, Delaware, so you have a lot of roots in the area as well. How tough is it being an Eagles fan all the way in Alaska?
Oh, it's pretty tough, you know. We keep rooting for them every year, man. I'll tell you what, you know. It's one of our favorite areas here. So, you know, the Eagles, 76ers, and Phillies, you know. It's, of course, the Flyers all the way.
Does it bring fond memories being back home here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I always want to come back, but, you know, I got a business there, and Pam's, she's got her department at hospital to work, so we're here.
Now, your son CJ here, now he wrote an essay about what it's like to be a Philadelphia sports fan. However, you've grown up, it's been your whole life out in Alaska. What did you communicate to win that special award through the essay of telling everyone out there on the West Coast, beyond the West Coast, in fact, what it's like being a Philadelphia sports fan?
Well, I just had to communicate this. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's about sticking with my team, even though they're not always the winners.
And I can't believe you won an award for that on top of it as well. Pam, I want to ask you this. What is your game day ritual like? I've heard some crazy things now over the years, talking to a lot of fans, but you're able to find a small contingent of fans out there in Bethel, Alaska, and on top of that, you have a whole routine. Tell the fans out there about your game day routine.
We usually try to come up with something that's Philly food-based, either homemade bagels, or we have friends that will send us cheesesteak, the steak meat from their shop. So we have cheesesteaks. My husband used to hook up the computer because the TV doesn't always televise our games. It's usually West Coast teams. So the computer will have one game on it. The TV might have another. So we got it all going just to get as much information as we can.
So what are the fan bases like out there? What are the teams that they root for?
Well, you'd have to ask my son that, because I know this team, and that's all I know. So he'll tell you who he's up against.
Now, Dave, how proud are you as a father of seeing your son CJ stick with the Eagles through and through? Do you feel like you did the right thing as a father, or the right thing as parents, by making sure that he was raised an Eagles fan?
Oh, yeah, like father, like son. You know, I guess my watching football since he was just a little toddler, and, you know, getting excited because we wouldn't always have Eagles on television all the time. So when it was on, I'd be excited, hooting and hollering. I guess it passed on to CJ. He really gets excited now, but way more than I do. Yeah, he's carried on way more than I have.
CJ, how excited are you to see Chip Kelly's team in action here on the field tonight?
I'm super excited. I'm glad that I was able to be here for maybe a start of a new era here in Philadelphia. I'd like to see some good wins and some memorable games with him as head coach.
So the Conrad family all the way from Bethel, Alaska, here to check out the game. That's going to do it for us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.